60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose-built for distribution with real-time inventory visibility, smarter purchasing, and tools to make every day easier. Don't play catch-up. Visit epicor.com/win.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights and climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Bleak mansions and somber castles usually spring to mind when we think of haunted places. But ghostly phenomena, whatever the cause, can manifest in crumbling, abandoned buildings as well as well-lit modern offices, even libraries. Haunted libraries seem to fall into two types. First, there is the building with a reputation, where a convenient murder, curse, or other tragedies occurred. Library staff can then blame the odd noise, or the occasional book falling off the shelf, or even glitches in the air conditioning on the resident ghost. No one reports anything too spooky, and the children's librarians have a good time with it at story hour. Secondly, though, there are libraries where credible, responsible people observe strange human shapes, hear disembodied voices, and witness other classic paranormal phenomena. Plausible explanations about how the building must be settling ring about as hollow as those mysterious footsteps late at night on the upper floorboards. Library staff learns to live with its ghost, usually by accepting the paranormal activity as normal working conditions. The Willard Library in Evansville, Indiana is so known for its hauntings that it even has its own ghost cam that you can log on to 24 hours a day. So just who haunts the Willard Library? You're about to find out. Housed in a grand Victorian Gothic building, the oldest public library building in Indiana certainly looks the role of the premier haunted library in all of the United States. Some call it a quote-unquote living, breathing haunted house. So prominent is the ghost of Willard Library that the local newspaper installed perhaps the only ghost cameras in a public building anywhere. Several of the library's rooms are outfitted with stationary video cameras that can be accessed via the internet. The picture changes every few seconds, allowing a viewer the opportunity to participate in a sort of stop-motion ghost hunting expedition throughout the library. This is a quote from an Associated Press article written by James Pritchard on October 31, 1999. On a cold winter morning in 1937, a janitor grabbed his flashlight and headed down into the pitch-black basement of the Willard Library to stoke the coal furnace. But then, he was stopped in his tracks by the ghostly vision of a woman dressed in gray, from the veil covering her face down to her shoes. Since then, a number of Willard staff members have reported seeing the shadow Lady in Gray or witnessing weird happenings among the shelves. That janitor back in 1937 never did get the coal shoveled. He was so astounded at the sudden appearance of this pale lady who seemed to glow in the dark that he hastily scooped up his flashlight and ran out of the building, never to return, according to the story. Named after local philanthropist Willard Carpenter, the Willard Library is near downtown Evansville. It was placed on a National Register of Historic Places in 1972. According to library history, the Willard's Lady in Gray appearances and near appearances have been plentiful over the years. Margaret M. Meyer worked in the library for over 40 years, from her high school graduation in 1937 until 1980. The children's room was one of the locations of the ghost camera. It was renamed in her honor. She claimed that the lady in gray followed her home one night when the children's room was undergoing renovation. Miss Meyer and her sister felt an unseen presence in their home, and several times were enveloped in a sudden chill. The strong scent of perfume also attended the lady's visit to the Meyers. That same pungent odor of perfume abruptly swept over two members of the local genealogy group working on cemetery records in the library's research room. Experts say that ghost sightings are sometimes accompanied by the scent of flowers or by perfume. Betty Elaine Miller, a longtime Willard employee, was the head librarian from 1972 to 1975. Her work often required her to stay after hours. One evening, at her desk, she heard water running from somewhere on the second floor. She rushed up the stairs to discover a faucet in the bathroom had been turned on. Sometime later, another librarian using the same bathroom saw a faucet slowly turn on all by itself. The apparition of the Gray Lady appears and vanishes so quickly that it's been difficult to affix an identity to her. Yet so many librarians and patrons report seeing her, there seems to be little doubt among believers that a ghost does indeed live at the library. But who, in fact, might this persistent library spirit be? The prime candidate seems to be Louise Carpenter, the embittered daughter of the library's benefactor, Willard Carpenter. Louise unsuccessfully sued the library's board of trustees at the time of its construction. She claimed that her father was of unsound mind and was unduly influenced in establishing the library. There isn't any explanation of what she meant by this ambiguous accusation. Many believe that she has returned to the library that she objected to in life and will stay in residence until the property is returned to the living descendants of Willard Carpenter. The Evansville Courier and Press worked with the library to install the ghost cameras. They became so successful and so widely viewed that what began as a temporary Halloween promotion has now turned into a permanent attempt to capture on video a visit by the lady in gray. The original camera was in the Willard's research room because this is where many of the first sightings had occurred. A second was then installed on a high bookshelf in the children's room. Another camera is in the basement not far from where the janitor had his first recorded encounter with the ghost some 85 years ago. This last camera can be moved right and left by remote control for a more sweeping view of the area. An editor at the old newspaper told the Associated Press reporter that the cameras have been very popular with internet users. There have been enough unusual incidents to make him something of a believer. One of the bookshelf-mounted cameras was found one morning inexplicably turned in the opposite direction from the day before. Employees deny touching the camera. Several hundred thousand hits have been recorded on the website. Viewers are invited to share their comments and share any pictures of which they think detect a ghost. Some of the ghost images are fuzzy and easily dismissed as optical illusions or distortions. Others, however, are more difficult to write off. The children's room seems to be one of the more popular sites based on their responses from the ghost cam enthusiasts. A viewer from Amsterdam enclosed a picture in which a child is staring intently through a doorway, beyond which there seems to be a hazy figure. The child is clearly looking at the figure with anxiety and fright. The woman named Andrea wrote, "When I zoomed in, the spirit was holding a book as if she was reading to the child. I thought this was apparent, but colors were missing." In another image, a figure appears to be crouching in the same doorway. A hooded figure peers over the bookshelf in another captured picture forwarded by a viewer. The research room also has its share of possible sightings. The faint likeness of a woman seems to be sitting at the end of one of the tables. The internet viewer of this image said, "I saw the gray lady. I was looking at the site with my brother and spotted her. It was on screen when it refreshed twice, then she was gone." Another ghost cam user circled a hazy yet distinct object that does indeed appear to be a candle. She said, "I'm not sure what this is, but on the first table, second chair to the left, I think I see the faint image of a candle, or something. I don't know if my mind is just playing tricks or what." Another viewer circled in blue what may possibly be a seated figure bending over the table holding something in its hand. I saw this on Friday, October 25th, 2002. It seems to me that there's something sitting at the table holding a writing instrument. Although Louise Carpenter objected to the library's construction, her ghost might be more accepting. A digital enhanced image from the ghost cam seems to show the ghost returning a book to the proper shelf. Since there is little chance that the library property will revert to Carpenter heirs, the lady in gray, if it is indeed Louise Carpenter, may be doomed to wander among the bookshelves for decades to come.
Daddy has to take on a vampire gift.